Well, we all know what that means.
That means Kevin's either out of the town or out of the country.
Or he's duct taped to a chair somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, duct tape.
Yeah, that's...
It is very useful.
It can be.
Or it can be very stupid.
Yeah, I heard that duct tape can patch everything up except for a broken heart.
I haven't tried it on a broken heart.
Yeah. So, speaking of stupid, have you ever done anything stupid when when you're a kid? Not, we don't want to talk about what happened the other day, but.
No, I was a kid, that'd be a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to entertain ourselves by going out and blowing up anthills with black cat firecrackers.
Yeah, we did that too. Yeah, we'd also add lighter fluid. And we would encircle the anthill with lighter fluid, blow it up, and then as the ants tried to run out, we played cheap movie, and we would have them all running, and then if one of them got away, we would take the lighter fluid and try to chase them with the lighter fluid.
You're a sadistic person. You know what I mean?
Well, we hated those red ants, especially. Yes. Western Kansas had them really bad.
Well, ours were black ants, so.
Those could be bad too.
But the big black ants would bite you, and then we'd take firecrackers and light them in our hands and throw them.
Yeah.
And that was dangerous, too. I mean, there were always stories. We'd always hear stories about, that'll put your eye out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, BB guns, right?
Yeah, BB guns. We used to shoot kids with BB guns.
Right.
And I look back on some of these things, and there are times when I wonder, first of all, why our parents didn't kill us, and second of all, why are we even still alive?
Why did you not kill yourself doing stupid things?
Yeah, shooting bottle rockets at each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, Roman candles.
Oh, yeah, we would take the spent Roman candle tubes and use them for bottle rocket launchers.
Now, parents are going, okay, we're not listening to this podcast anymore as a family.
Yeah.
But that is the problem. I mean, it is amazing how immature and how foolish children can be.
Yeah, it really is. And our parents usually were keeping an eye out for us, most of the time. And they would see what we would do, and they would say, if you keep that up, you could really hurt yourself. And sometimes kids really did hurt themselves, and they would learn from that mistake and move on. But it seems as though things have gotten a little bit different these days. The internet is now here, and social media is here that we didn't have back then.
Right. It was just word of mouth. People would tell each other, hey, try this.
Yeah.
and they'd try it. And sometimes it would be on the evening news about, a boy got his eye put out by shooting an arrow with the chicken bone on the end.
Yeah.
And the chicken bone fell off, and the arrow hit him in the eye, and he lost his eye. I remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
It was a frightening event. But you're right. Because of social media, now we have the ability to broadcast widely things that happen. In fact, I was just in Boston with a group of students, and we were teaching government political process to a group of students, and the staff went walking around Boston, and we got up on a garage to look out over the city, and while we were up there, they decided to get up higher, and they climbed up one of those ladders that has the guard on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To get up on the very top of the roof.
Yeah, fire escape kind of thing, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I looked over, and there is somebody who's not with our group, and he's videotaping on his phone. He's recording it because he's looking for that opportunity to record something that goes wrong so he can put it out and get liked and maybe get picked up and go viral and end up making money.
Yeah, because if your video goes viral on YouTube or somewhere else, they will actually add advertising. Advertisers will sponsor it, and you can get paid a little bit. And so some people are actually making a living trying to do viral videos.
And that's what he was doing. He was looking for that catastrophic moment that he could catch so he could go viral.
That is crazy.
That's the power of social media.
And yeah, it is.
You know, it could be used for good, but unfortunately, most of the time, people use it for ill.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be talking about in the second part of this program. Things that have gone wrong that people will catch on social media and what parents should be doing about this. We'll be right back on Generations Radio with Steve Vaughn and
Bill Jack.
It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith, and it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case. A historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent, the American Pilgrims, and the Battle for King's Mountain? How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org.
It's time to dance again.
Yeah. It's good to be back with you, Steve.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we duct taped Kevin to the chair once again.
Yeah, he needed to rest anyway.
Yeah, he did. And speaking of duct tape, there is a foolish little game going around.
Yeah.
And it's the duct tape challenge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so what happens is that kids will duct tape somebody to a chair or duct tape, you know, just their arms and legs or something like that.
That's where we got our idea for duct taping Kevin and taking over the studio.
Yeah, but we didn't duct tape him standing up. We knew that would not be a good idea.
We duct taped him upside down.
Yeah, that was a really bad idea.
To the wall.
But some kids will do what's called the duct tape challenge, and they will video this to see, you know, the kids struggling to get free and things like that. And sometimes this can go wrong. And this actually did go very wrong with one that you could look up online. I won't mention the name, but what happened was this guy was duct taped standing up, and he was fairly close to a building, a structure, and he fell down, and he fell the wrong way.
Ouch.
And the windowsill caught him in his left eye
It
crushed his eye socket. He ended up with 45 or 48 stitches and actually hit his head on the ground pretty hard and had a brain bleed. And so he's ends up with short-term memory issues and lost the vision of his left eye. His mother was pretty embarrassed about the whole thing and wanted to try to hide it as much as possible, but ended up saying, no, I think this needs to be posted for people to see this so as to warn people that this is really not a good game to play.
So then she turned to social media to warn people about a game that's being promoted on
social media.
Yeah.
So just like you said earlier that, you know, different things can be used as really good tools, but if used in the wrong way can become dangerous. A hammer is a great tool if you're driving in nails, but if you're, you know, trying to train your dog with a hammer or something like that could end up being very dangerous. And tools, you know, hammers have been used.
You nailed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammers have been used to kill people.
Yes.
But that's not what they were designed for. And social media is designed for a certain thing, and it's being used as for something else. And again, kids are very lonely, even though they claim to have thousands of friends on Facebook or on Snapchat or wherever it is, they are not having that personal interaction, and so they depend upon the likes, the people liking their video or liking their Facebook page, and if they don't get a lot of likes, then they become depressed and more lonely, and they try something more and keep trying something more. And I you know, most of the incidents that I've been reading about, the parents are saying, no, these kids had plans to do other things, and that, you know, they were just caught up in the social media frenzy, the viral aspect of some of these videos, and they get involved in things. You know, there's, besides the duct tape challenge, there's the cinnamon challenge that's out there, and you have kind of a story on that, don't you?
Right. Cinnamon challenge, if I understand it, is that you take a bunch of cinnamon, put it in your mouth, right? And then you try to blow it out.
Yeah, right? Or try to swallow it.
Right. And what it does, it restricts and it absorbs all of the saliva, so it's impossible to do. So you try to hold it, but you can't, so you end up blowing it out. And the problem is that sometimes people who do this inhale rather than exhale, and it goes down into the lungs, and it causes permanent damage.
Yeah.
And I know of an incident in which this was used at a youth group, because it's supposed to be funny, because people react in a funny way, and people laugh about it. But the student inhaled it, and it resulted in permanent lung damage and resulted in him having asthma. He had to be rushed to the ER as a result of this. And it was because, unwisely, in a youth group, they turned to trying to have fun rather than teaching truth and God's word and how it applies in the world around them.
Yeah. And
you get a bunch of people who are fun junkies together, and you'll find that they will do foolish things, such as the knockout game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the choking game.
Yeah.
Both of which involve holding your breath or choking somebody until they pass out for the rush that they get when the blood comes back into their brain, or for the reaction of watching your friend pass out and thinking it's funny.
Yeah. I like a friend of mine said one time, and I totally agree with him, you get a bunch of youth together, you can cut their acting age in about half. And so if you get a bunch of 16-year-olds together and there's no adult supervision, they're all going to act like 8-year-olds.
and that's, especially if they're guys.
Yeah. And in fact, that's what mostly it's guys who do this. And with the choking game, the CDC used to actually keep track of how many deaths there were in the United States. And some of them were misdiagnosed. They were treated as a suicide rather than as a choking game accidental death. And so it could be higher than the, you know, between 95 and 2007, I think it was, they counted somewhere around 80-some deaths. But somebody else took a look at this from 2000 to 2015, and they're saying that, I don't know if this was U.S. or worldwide, somewhere around 1,400 deaths, which is quite a few. It's just under accidental shootings, I guess, deaths from an accidental shooting. And so it is pretty serious, especially for the parents who come home to find that their child had accidentally hung themselves.
All right.
And so it's something that parents need to know about. I think a lot of parents know about this one, but there are websites out there that will let you know certain things that are going on right now that you need to be in contact with your children over.
And you need to discuss with them that, yes, it is. They do have a sense of wanting to be known, and that's why they post things like this on social media. That's why they will film their friends doing the knockout game or doing the duct tape challenge. And it's all because they want to be known.
Yeah.
And they want to become famous in a sense. They want to have that, what we used to call 15 minutes of fame. Now it's 30 seconds of fame. But the reality is, the only way you're going to be famous is to be known by the one who made you.
That's right. And it's interesting that in biblical terms, it doesn't talk about you trying to make yourself known, but most of what is talked about is one another skills and how we are to build each other up. We bear each other's burdens. We love one another. We encourage one another. We need to get outside of ourselves and begin to focus on other people. And by doing that, if we all did that, then other people would ask us about ourselves too. And so if we're building each other up, then each of us gets built up. There's no telling the heights that you can actually accomplish as we build each other up. But if we're lonely, or if we end up tearing each other down or trying to say, well, if you don't do this, you're not as good as me, and we're tearing each other down, you can only get so far down. You can only get so lonely. You can only get to where you need something so much before you become hopeless. And as you become more hopeless, then trying to do something really stupid in order to get attention
out of desperation
can actually become one of the things that could be your demise as well.
That's why, and Jesus said in John 12:24, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone. He who wishes to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. If you want to be fruitful and multiply, you got to die to yourself, give yourself to God, and speak to other people. And then you will make friends. Then you will grow a business with purpose. Then you will be able to share your faith. Only if you die to self, get your focus off yourself and put your focus on God. And yeah, that is the key to having not just likes, but having community.
Yeah, you can find out that you don't need all of the likes from everybody else when you know that you are loved by the one that made you. He's the only one where all of his kids are his favorites.
Yeah.
And that then becomes, if that becomes a source of your strength, then you don't need to do all of these other things in order to get noticed, because you realize that you're noticed by God.
He can't take his eyes off you.
That's right.
That's how much he loves you.
Yeah.
He doesn't just like you. He loves you.
So what we need to do is really get to know our kids, and be able to talk to our kids so that our kids can also then talk to other people. They need to be the forerunners of this as well, because it's happening in schools. There are things that are happening in schools right now that parents have no idea what's going on. Just another one of those things is a thing called juuling, and as spelled J-U-U-L-I-N-G. J-U-U-L is an e-cigarette company that came out with these little pods that are essentially kid friendly in their smells and in their flavors. And so they have like creme brulee, mint, mango, and I think like a tropical fruit kind of thing. And kids are getting these in their parents' name and taking these to school, and they're able to actually smoke these in school and hide them from their teacher because it doesn't smell like smoke. It smells like mango. It smells like mint. And there's
water vapor.
Yes, water vapor with nicotine in it.
Ah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not just it's water vapor. It's got the nicotine. And they can, it's like an energy drink. They can overdose on that.
Yeah. Right? And one pod has the same amount of nicotine as a full pack of cigarettes. So it's a lot. And these kids are doing this all day long, and the teachers can't catch it. And some schools have actually banned that. These are recharged through USB ports on their computer. And so these kids can have this Juul e-vapor thing recharging on their computer in class, and the teachers think that it's just a jump drive, because it looks like a jump drive. And then they run into the bathroom, or they can even take a quick puff during school in class, and you know, challenging each other to be able to try to do this during class without getting caught. And so some schools have actually banned USB drives to try to fix this. But that really ends up being just a Band-Aid.
Right.
And so
I saw what you did there, Band-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So a Band-Aid. Yeah. But really what needs to happen is parents need to be informed, and they need to talk to their kids.
And a kid, again, the younger you are, the less developed your brain is.
Yes.
to make mature decisions about risky ventures. And so that's why God gave us parents.
Yeah.
To train up children in the way of the Lord, and not just to let them be trained by other peers.
Right.
And to model after other peers. That's why God gives us parents. And that's a good thing to, so that we don't do foolish things like you and I did as children out of the sight of our parents and end up, you know, with scars. I got scars, you got scars.
Oh, yeah.
And we should be reminded by those scars that experience is a harsh teacher.
Yeah.
But a fool learns by no other, according to Ben Franklin.
Yeah. And I can't remember who said this one, but... you know, good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment.
Yeah, Will Rogers.
Will Rogers, yeah, that's right. And so we're not going to eliminate our kids doing stupid stuff, but we also need to keep an eye on them to try to protect them from the amount of stupid stuff they do or the intensity of the stupid that they do, because their foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And we need to discipline them. And sometimes it's the rod of correction that will discipline.
So you're talking about beating your kids, right?
No, no.
It's a parent's favorite verse.
Yeah.
It is. Where's that rod?
Rod of correction will drive it far from them. My dad took that at its word. I used to talk to my siblings. I still talk to my siblings. But I said, you know, it seemed like I got spanked every day by my dad. And they said, well, you did.
there was
keep your mouth shut. But that's, you know, that's really what we need to do.
So it was training for a podcast.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And so we won't protect them from everything. But what we can do is when we send them out, to, you know, when their brains are a little bit more developed, a little bit more critical thinking, and they can actually see ahead of time, you know, they can see what the consequences can be in the future, that's what we need to train them to do, to give them wisdom and knowledge. And they need to learn to seek wisdom and not be a fool.
And that's why, you know, the social media can be used by parents as good instruction tools. You know, it's not just entertainment. It can be used, as this one parent did, to say, hey, this is a problem. We need to inform other parents so that they can train their children. So there is the upside and the downside to any tool, whether
right.
it's a hammer or whether it's social media. But you don't just give it to students and say, run with it. Here's a hammer.
Right.
Go play with it.
Yeah.
Here's a firecracker. Light it and see what happens.
Here's a credit card and the keys to the car.
Right.
Go do what you want.
Go play in traffic. I don't think so.
No.
And that's, again, the role of the parent is to train up children in the way of the Lord.
And that way, when they get older, they will not stray from that.
And speaking of that, I think it's about time we cut Kevin loose from the duct tape. And I've got the video, so it's gonna be a good one. Yeah, it's good. We're gonna get a bunch of money from this one, baby.
At least that's what we hope for.
Is Bill Jack,
and this is Steve Vaughn. Join us next time as we. I guess we've got how many shows we're doing? Four, I guess. And for Kevin, who knows how many?
Who knows? Depends on how I can get away from that duct tape.
But join us next time as we try to give hope and vision for the next generation. The narrow